We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're on page Samach in the Beit Hayayin edition, page Ayin Aleph in the Chazon Yoel edition. And the Ramban had discussed that everything we do, the fact that we pray to Hashem, the fact that we give blessings and curses, that is all reflective of the fact that we believe that Hashem is running the show and that Hashem gets involved, and that even what we call nature is just Hashem's controlling the world in a system that we're accustomed to. But at the end of the day, Hashem is controlling everything. And with that understanding, we end up having a big question on Maimonides, that Maimonides, he reduces miracles and strengthens nature. That Maimonides seems to give nature center stage in the world. He doesn't say things the way we did, that even nature is just a series of miracles that we've become accustomed to. No, the Rambam seems to make nature its own force, a system that Hashem put in the world that's a constant. And the Rambam goes the other route. The Rambam seems to say the exact opposite of Nachmanides. The Rambam says that you don't have permanent miracles. Miracles are always going to be temporary. The miracles are something that's temporary and fleeting. The Rambam says, I distance myself from the idea that there are changes in the order of nature. That's the Rambam, what the Rambam says. There are slight exceptions. There are short-term miracles, but in the long-term, nature is what governs the world. Look, these concepts that I've said, that there's reward and punishment, I stand by what I said, says Nachmanides. These are consistent miracles. You can't tell me that's not a miracle. The guy was perfectly healthy and he died at the age of 48. Why? Because he desecrated Shabbos. He did Nisr Kores. He ate forbidden fats. That's a miracle. That was the Rambam's claim. You can't talk to me about nature and ignore miracles if you believe in the reward and punishment of the Torah. But what's Mozal Odabaze? And the Rambam admits that the reward and punishment of the Torah involve a change of nature. Maimonides writes this in his letter, the famous letter about the resurrection of the dead. The Rambam says... The Rambam basically says this idea in that letter. Why does Maimonides say about the verse in Isaiah that a lion will become vegetarian, a lion will become an herbivore and eat hay? So the Rambam writes, Ata reuna kilot Israel. Now I want you to see, congregations of Israel, hayale al datchem sha'ayeh bizman hazeh rasha. Do you guys think that a lion that's a carnivore is a wicked creature today? Do you really think that in those days, the lion will repent? Is he wicked because he kills? Do we hold that against him? Do you really think, says Maimonides, that when the lion realizes who the creator is, that's it, he'll stop eating meat? Wait a second. That's not. The Rambam says the verse is not to be taken literally. He says we don't hold it against the lion that he's a carnivore. And so the verse is not saying that the lion will become an herbivore. It's not a question of the lion repenting. So why did the Rambam have to say that? Because the Rambam holds nature to be a powerful force that's a constant in the world. Nachmanides says, I just told you it's not a constant in the world. It's a repeated miracle, but it's not a constant. Ki kval katuv b'avtachot. So Nachmanides now seals his questions. He says, when God promises us, he says, Vishbati chaya ra min haaretz, I will cause vicious animals to become desolate from your land. V'tanya b'tuat kohanim, the Medrash says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ma'avirin min ha'olam, that God will make them extinct from the planet. Rabbi Shimon omer, mashbitan shelo yaziku. Rabbi Shimon says, no, they won't become extinct, but they will stop doing harm. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ematay yushivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bizman she'en mazikin, or bizman she'esh mazikin ve'en mazikin. Rabbi Shimon says, I'll prove it to you. What glory is it for God? When the wild animals become extinct, or when you have these wild animals, but they are tamed? I would say that having wild animals, but they become tame, that's the glory of God. And that's what the verse says. I sing a song of praise for that day of rest. The idea is, where Hashem will cause the vicious animals, the harmful animals, to rest from doing harm. But they'll be around. And so we find the prophet saying, "V'gal ze'ev im keves," a wolf will live peacefully with a lamb. V'omer, and the verse says, "V'shiyashayon ekal chul patin," a young babe will be able to play around with a venomous snake. Melamed shetinok miYisrael atid liyot moshit etzbo letoch galgal eino shel tzifoni. It teaches us that a baby will play around and stick its finger into the eye of this venomous snake. Umotzi marami toch piv. And the venomous snake will, and the baby will be able to play around with the tongue of the snake, pull out the venom, and the snake won't bite him. And the Nachmanides uses this poetic form. He comes back at the Rambam and says, that's what it says in the Medrash. You want to interpret it differently. You want to say it means there'll be peace among the warful nations, but that's not what it says. The Medrash says that the animals will stop harming. And you called out to the congregations of Israel, do you really entertain the thought that the lion will repent? Well, I, says Nachmanides, I say that the congregations of Israel will not agree to uproot the Medrash. The Medrash does say this is how it will play itself out. And we'll pick up here, Bezanshim, next week. So what